Let's go back to your birth. Where were you born?
Stigler, Oklahoma.
In a hospital, in a farmhouse, or where?
In a farmhouse. No doctor. My grandmother, midwife.
Your mother's name, maiden name, where she grew
was
up?
Was Nance, Corda Nance. She was born in Carthage, Missouri, and they moved to Stigler. They lived out just about 8 miles north of Stigler at the time. And at the time, it was known as Garland IT, Indian Territories, before Oklahoma became a state.
What was she like? Was she a musical person?
She played organ for church and stuff like that, and sung. And my dad was quite a singer from a family of singers, you know. They had quartets.
What was his name?
Lester.
And then where was he born? Where did he grow up?
He was from Hartford, Arkansas. They came to Stigler in 1907 when he was 14 years old, I believe, and they resided down there out in the country.
So he was musical from the get-go as well?
Yeah. He didn't play no instruments or anything, but all of his brothers, they were well known at that time for their quartets.
What was the name of the quartet?
Just Lewis Boyd.
What did your father do for a living?
Just farmer. Farmer's all he ever was.
So did you do some farming then yourself, or working on the farm?
Yeah.
Chores?
What time I couldn't hide. That's the reason after I found out I could make a dime or something playing, why I thought that was a little easier than getting out there and chopping cotton and picking it and all that stuff.
So it was cotton he was raising?
Well, he raised a little bit of everything, cotton and corn. And of course, back in those days, you had to raise your food or you didn't hardly eat back in those Depression days of the 30s. So he'd grow cotton to sell in the fall and corn to feed his livestock. Always had cows, and he'd raise pigs for meat through the winter and stuff like that. Hadn't been for farm, you know, a lot of people would have starved back in those days, you know, like John Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath. That was very true-looking to me at the time it came out.
We're also talking about the Depression and Dust Bowl days.
Right.
But your farm survived where many of them did not?
Yeah, well, we didn't own any farm. We just rented. But in 1934, I think it was, the Dust Bowl was so bad and everything was so dry till the government went around paying farmers to get rid of some of their cattle or stuff so they could have feed for them the next winter. We had a bunch of cattle we had to have slaughtered. They had a hard way of doing things back then.
For the record, we could say that here we are in 2011, and we've just gone through 25 or almost 30 days of temperatures over 100,
right,
which were comparable to the Dust Bowl days.
Right.
Our land is tilled, taken care of better today. Probably didn't have the wind today they had back then.
Yeah.
But the heat that you went through back then, you're going through today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I remember in 1936, that was our first year off the farm up here in Tulsa. We came here on January 6th of 1936. That year, on August 10th, was the hottest record ever recorded here in Tulsa. And I remember that very well because I had a double cousin, and that was her birthday. I was over at their place. Of course, I was 11 years old at the time, and we were playing. I remember that.
What was that temperature, you remember?
115.
Yeah, and we came 113, I think, the other day.
So yeah, yeah.
Came 2 degrees from it.
In fact, tomorrow would be the anniversary of that, wouldn't it?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I had 5 brothers and 3 sisters.
Was everybody musical?
Well, sort of, but nobody kept after it much. My brother never did do it for a living. My sister, she did it for just a while, and she quit. She got married and had family and everything, so she quit playing. She played fiddle, my brother played guitar. We used to play as a trio.
Where do these instruments come from?
Actually, the first fiddle I ever got a hold of, my dad bought it out in Stigler for $5 one day when he went to town. He knew an old fiddle player down home there. His name was Ed Patterson. Him and Dad had been friends for a long time, and he was an old-time fiddle player, like I say. Dad got him to come home, stay all night. He got that fiddle out and started playing it. Back in those days, we only went to town once a week on Saturdays. And every 2 or 3 Saturdays, Dad would bring him home, and he'd sit there and play. And we got a hold of a guitar. My brothers got to where they could play in what we call second after him, you know. They'd sit there and play a little midnight a lot of time. shoot, I'd be asleep. But nevertheless, that's how we first got our instruments started.
You would have been about how old then?
I was 9 years old.
And so the first instrument you played was?
The fiddle, yeah.